13 minutes after 5 o'clock, entering the final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WELL. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Later on this evening, Cleveland Cavaliers basketball coming your way down in the desert, down in Phoenix tonight. And no Austin Carr tonight. Allie Clifton will fill in and provide the colorful analysis with Fred McLeod. So you've got that to look forward to a little bit later on tonight. Boys and girls high school basketball coming your way later on this week. Tomorrow on the boys' side, Lorain taking on St. Ed's down in Akron in the regional semi. But on Thursday, in the state semi, Division III, it'll be Elyria Catholic taking on Versailles, and here to join us is Elyria Catholic girls head coach Eric Rothgerry. Coach Rothgerry, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time, and boy, before we get going, congratulations on this incredible tourney journey so far.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on, and you know, I always want to say thanks to WOL. You guys do a wonderful job covering high school sports, and sometimes we don't know just how lucky we are to have a radio station like you right here in our community.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate the kudos. And, boy, taking a look at this tournament run that you guys have been on so far, it's just been so fun to follow. And really, Coach, it's had so many incredible marks along the way, a triple overtime victory. You guys came from behind to win in your last game against an undefeated Chippewa team. I mean, this story really has a little bit of everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's like that in the tournament run every year. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, that triple overtime game Wednesday seemed like it lasted for 3 days, and then to come back again, like you said, on Saturday and, you know, take down an undefeated team, it's just a lot of fun, and that's what, you know, tournament basketball is all about. So we're just looking forward to a great couple of days here in Columbus.
Well, and of course, if I'm not mistaken, you guys will head down to Columbus tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, we're heading down tomorrow afternoon, get a little practice in down there, some dinner down there, a little, you know, team hanging out and bonding, and then up Thursday, a little shoot around down there and find our way over to the shot and get ready for our game at 6 o'clock.
I want to hit on something that was mentioned by Mike Perry of the Chronicle Telegram. He had written the story after you guys defeated Chippewa down at Cuyahoga Falls this weekend. And one of the things that he referenced in there was the loss at the beginning of the year against Strongsville. It was one of those games where just not much went your way. But one of the things, I think, just kind of reading the article was the fact that, you know, you guys have certainly come a long ways since. It's been a remarkable year, 22-5. But how different do you think your team is now compared to where they were at the beginning of the year in that game against Strongsville?
Well, I mean, we are different. I mean, we're a young team still. I mean, we have one senior in the starting lineup. And, you know, and I told Mike and others, too, that, you know, we were trying, you know, we have a lot of size on our team. So, you know, everybody thinks they'd love to have that on their team, and I do love to have that. But, you know, we have pretty much been a three- and a four-guard team for my whole time there, which is my 10th year as a head coach. So trying to convert to have three bigs on the floor at the same time, we knew we were going to have some trouble. I mean, we had beaten that Strongsville team last year, which they were primarily the same, you know, pretty much a lot of the same kids. And, you know, we had lost, two senior starters. But we felt like we were pretty well-equipped. But we just weren't quite ready at the beginning of the year. But we knew we were going to get there. And we knew it's a journey. It's not just one game right out of the chute. So we still felt all right after that first game that we were going to get to where we wanted to be.
And if you look back at that game, clearly it was one of those games, as we mentioned, you know, with the turnovers, the shooting percentages being what they were. There's still something to be taken away from games like that. You know, and I think you could certainly take a look at the game you played over the weekend. You fell behind early in that game, down 9-4 after a quarter, not much working offensively. But I think resiliency is the one thing that continues to come up when you look at your tournament wins. And you can go back to the triple overtime game. You can go back to the game this past weekend. Would you say resiliency is one of the strengths of this team as well?
I definitely would. And, you know, again, you look back at that Strongsville game at the beginning of the year, that team was a very good team and still a very good team. They made it to the regional finals in D1. So it wasn't like we came out and laid an egg against, you know, a nobody. I mean, Strongsville was a very good team, and that, you know, brings me, you know, we tried to schedule a lot of good teams because we felt like we had a good team, and you know, we weren't looking to pad our schedule. We were looking for tough teams. And it was, you know, funny when we look back at it last week and we said we had played seven games against teams that made it to the regional. So I think, you know, and there's two teams that are down there in the Final Four, Minster on the D4 side we played during the year and Gilmore on the D2 side. So I think a lot of those games got us ready to get to where we're at today.
We're talking with Elyria Catholic girls head basketball coach Eric Rothgerry here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Of course, we've got that game for you on Thursday evening. The Elyria Catholic girls taking on Versailles in that Division III state semifinal down in Columbus. And, you know, it's so interesting when you get down into an environment like that. You know, you try not to be overwhelmed. And I think it's always fascinating to get the response from the group when you get down there. You know, I think it's also a cool thing you guys are going down the night before too, because you mentioned it before, Coach, team bonding. You have a team dinner, you know, the team gets to stay in a hotel, you get to settle the night before. And in all the years that I've been traveling with sports teams, you know, baseball primarily, you know, people always look at going on the road as being some sort of a drawback, but on the road, that's where you really get a chance to bond. That's where you really get a chance to get to know each other, because in essence, you're kind of sort of living in a bubble. You know, when you're at home, there are so many different places you can go, but when you're out on the road, you know, you're in the hotel with that same group, and you're going to be on the bus with that same group. You're going to be at the gym with that same group. Do you think that being together the 24 hours prior to could really help you guys out?
Oh, I agree with you 100%, Andy. I look back at our season, and we went down and played in the Classic in the country against Minster. At the time, they were number one in the state and undefeated, and we beat them down there. And that was kind of that same experience. You know, we had played at Bay in the afternoon. We all drove down afterwards down to Berlin Highland down there in Amish country and stayed in the hotel and hung out together. And I really felt like our team kind of turned the corner there. But there's a lot of good things about that kind of getting away. I don't look at it as a downside at all. I mean, we were at practice today at EC, and, you know, we've got pictures for spring sports going on. They've got something else happening in the cafeteria today. We got baseball getting ready to get on the floor. So there's a lot of distractions. And, you know, actually looking forward, tomorrow we're practicing down at Otterbein on their floor, which is a big open place. Should be nobody else in the gym. So that getting away, I think, is going to be very good for us.
Yeah, no question about that. And, too, I mean, look, this, for some of the girls, it might be their first experience, you know, going out of town, spending a night in a hotel. And, you know, you would hope that in the future it's not the only experience that they get down in the States. But, you know, it's a pretty cool, right. Yet to a certain degree, kind of an overwhelming experience to a degree, right?
Right. Yeah. Hey, you got to take your opportunities too when you get them. You know, you look at our team, and we are pretty young, and we have, you know, a lot of 10th graders on our roster. We have one senior starter. So you might say to yourself, oh, well, heck, you might be able to get back next year or the year after that. You never want to pass up an opportunity, because they don't come around as often as you'd like to think. So, you know, we're looking at this as, you know, being a big shot for us, and we're going to try to get it done.
Well, and you take on Versailles on Thursday night. The Tigers are a very, very good team. I mean, one of the top-ranked teams in the state, no question about it, number one in the final rankings released back in late February. So this is obviously a very, very tall order. Coach, now that you've had a few days to take a look at the Tigers, both on paper and on film, what are some of the things that they do that make them so incredibly good?
I mean, they play fast and they play smart. That's, you know, I've seen Versailles play a number of times because I like to go down to Columbus and just see, and they've been there, I think I heard seven times in 15 years. So I know that I've seen them plenty of times. I remember watching them play against Cleveland Central Catholic back in 2007 when Cleveland Central won it. And, you know, the coach has been there 15 years. And I think she's won about 300 games. So that's 20 a year. And so she obviously knows what she's doing. They're very, again, very disciplined team. They've got some size, they've got some ball handlers, they've got some shooters. They've just, you know, they've got a really good mix of a team. So you're right, it is a tall order, but I think it's something that we can get done.
Coach, when you look at the schedule you guys played this year in the Great Lakes Conference, then outside of conference, the teams you took on there, that sectional you guys played in North Ridgeville with Lutheran West, Wellington, Kirtland involved in that. I mean, it's all kind of really led up to a game like this against a top-tier opponent like Versailles.
Yeah, Matt, for sure. I mean, I think that's we put together a good schedule. Our conference turned out well. Our district turned out to be, you know, way tougher than anybody would have probably anticipated at the beginning of the year, how it fell out with, you know, in my mind, four very good teams in that district and some others that weren't too bad either. And so it does get you prepared for this, and we feel like we are prepared. So we're just looking forward to getting out there on the floor on Thursday.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate the time. Hopefully you have a chance to enjoy the journey on the way down to Columbus and enjoy your time down there as well. And hopefully it's a longer stay than some may anticipate. So hopefully you get a chance to stay there throughout the weekend. And, Coach, we're certainly looking forward to calling that game as well on Thursday. Best of luck down in Columbus.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.